endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, the Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday, guys. How are we?
Good.
Oh, the weekend is almost here and I can taste it.
Mm. What are you doing on the weekend?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
No, I don't know.
We had a lovely dinner last night. Thank you for that, Crevo.
Oh, it was great.
We hosted the launch of Starstruck.
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah. At the rooftop at Katara.
How spectacular it was.
Yeah, beautiful sushi. We had a couple of beers. Jade, you missed out.
Oh, I know. I had to go to Bunnings with Ben and we were picking new paint for the bathroom.
I saw what you did to us last night. So this is Jade, right, at the end of hosting the event.
Righto.
I'm so tired. I need to go home. Bye, guys. Anyway, it turns out you went on a shopping spree.
Off to do some DIY.
Went to Bunnings, went to TK Maxx, enjoyed the home center on a Thursday night.
Wanted to do late-night shopping.
Yeah,
I needed a
bit of retail therapy after yesterday. We had a big day. We didn't get out of here yesterday till, 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah. Well, we've got a big work party tonight. Are you guys coming?
Right. Yeah, I'll probably go for a beer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. It's so exciting. I love a work get-together.
Yeah,
it's always
do.
So interesting, isn't it?
There's something about it that
always generates content for the show. I love
Very
it.
True. The interactions of a work party. But lads versus lasses, I love this sort of interaction. If you want to win a gold star for your sex, call us now on 13 10 09. Not only can you win a gold star for your sex in our Battle of the Sexes game, but we've got a family pass to Event Cinemas Katara up for grabs.
Four tickets for free coming to you if you win. 13 10 09, the lines are open. One guy, one girl. We'll do it after Ed Sheeran.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
And we have a family pass up for grabs to Event Cinemas at Katara. If you haven't seen Mortal Kombat, you have to.
Jade, are you on the kickbacks from the movie
sure
studio? Because that is like the fourth or fifth time you've recommended that.
I've seen it.
It's not that good.
No, it's amazing.
Have you seen it, Maddie?
Yeah, I went with Jade during the holidays.
Yeah,
not that great.
I saw it twice so far.
Out of 10, Maddie, what are you rating?
Like...
Unbiased opinion.
Maybe a 5. Like... It's enough to sit there and watch the whole thing, but, I mean, she's seen it twice. A bit excessive.
Yeah, but you're obviously not a Mortal Kombat fan, so it's great. It's get over.
And also, there are other movies playing at the movies at the moment, just so you know.
Jade, it's only that.
True, but it is our ultimate Battle of the Sexes game.
Yes.
Lads versus lasses. The lads are currently sitting on 34, and the lasses are on 32.
Good. Couple ahead. First caller, please.
All right. It's time to meet Will. He's from Nord's Wharf, a plumber, and would love to go on Big Brother and hates spiders. If you could date one celeb, it would be Ariana Grande.
Oh.
You like the little ponytail, do you?
I do.
Yeah. You like her music as well, or?
Nah.
Yeah.
Just the ponytail.
Will, who are you kidding, mate? As if you don't. As if you don't put it on at home by yourself. With your mates, maybe not. At home by yourself, different story.
Yeah, that's a secret.
the film clips. Oh, they're on mute.
All right, 3 to walk away with the win today. Question 1, Creed.
All right, here we go. Question number 1 for you. What's the purpose of Nair cream?
Ooh. Nair?
Yeah.
Moisturizer?
Nice. Oh, hair removal.
No.
Don't put that on thinking you're moisturising your scalp. All right, question number 2.
It's hair removal.
Yeah, we said that, Jade.
Oh, just
are
checking.
You on the delay button, are you?
I think so. I didn't hear it.
All right, question number 2.
Number 2. Which singer features on the Calvin Harris song We Found Love? Now, this is multiple choice, right? Is it A, Kesha, B, Rihanna, or C, Britney?
Could you say the
song is We Found Love. A, B, or C? Come on, man.
B?
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's correct.
You know the song, We Found Love in a Hopeless Place. Anyway.
Don't sing it, Maddie.
Pretty much the same as the original. All right, question number 3. Melissa Leong is a judge on which Aussie reality show?
The Multiple Choice?
Sure isn't.
Take a stab, man.
The Voice?
No, MasterChef.
You've got one right, Will.
One on the board.
I think better than last time you played, right? let's go to our last this morning. Her name is Nikki, 35, works at the sports bar in Summerland Point. She's a mum of three. If money was not an issue, she would buy a super yacht, Me Too. And if she had to take on any of the Novos in a charity boxing match, it'd be me. What did I do to you, Nikki, huh? What's wrong?
I think it'd be fun.
You know what?
Who Nikki, do you think would
you
win?
You sound really tough.
Yeah, Nikki, you'd put me flat on my ass, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he scratches.
No, I don't.
Are you like a personal trainer or something, Nikki?
No.
No, just a mum of three. Let me tell ya, don't you. Don't
never mess with mum.
That's
don't
right.
Don't mess with mum.
All right,
that's
you right. Need two right, Nikki, to walk away with the win today. Okay, question number one. The Wild Track is a ute made by which brand?
Is it Hilux?
No. It's Ford. It's a Wild Tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And question number two. What is a stripping disc used for?
A what?
A stripping disc.
A stripping disc. Oh, I've got no idea.
Okay, it's the removal of paint or rust without damaging the original surface. I didn't know that.
It's like a scourer, but it's plastic.
Oh, okay.
So you don't wreck whatever you're sort of
yeah, that was.
Okay, question number three. Now, you need this right to go to a tiebreaker coin toss. Here we go.
Okay.
In the world of fishing and outdoor gear, what is the brand Glide known for making?
Oh, fishing rod?
Kayaks. Lads win. Sorry,
oh,
Nikki.
Oh, no. Nikki.
Harry, you've won, brother. There you go.
Woo.
Enjoy the weekend, man.
Four tickets to the movies.
One on the board, please, Jade. Put it up. The gold star. Yay. You forgot last time.
I need more gold
Very
star.
Good.
Yeah, save up. Save up over the weekend and buy some, all right?
Yeah, Maddie, you have been a little bit on edge this week, we've noticed. And we do know you've quit smoking, but this...
I think I've been quite pleasant, to be honest.
You've been great, but this is a bit more primal on edge. Because turns out
energy.
You haven't been able to, get some relief at home anymore, some alone time relief. What's been happening?
I've got this new little kitty. What are you referring to?
Well, you haven't been able to, I guess,
First of all, we're way too close on this team. Like, you shouldn't know this about my life.
You know.
Why do you know this about my life?
There's so much depth of knowledge, isn't there?
Smack the monkey. You haven't been able to do it.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
You have had, like, a really high energy when you walk into every room. I thought it was
hard to get
the smokes.
Yeah, but it's different.
Hard to get alone time. You know, when you don't have a partner, it's hard to find some time for yourself now.
So we're going to find some solutions for you because whoever thought Maddie
at home and I don't like
pussycat's always up in your face.
The little pussy follows me everywhere. It follows me everywhere, and I just refuse to do that act in front of the cat.
Well, you can't get him in it alone. Can you?
Well, I can't, and it's a bit awkward because nobody wants an animal in the room, right?
Oh, 100%.
Makes it very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, very
solutions
good.
For you up next.
That's good. Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Oh, yes, it's a Feel Good Friday at 105.3 New FM. I love that song. It's like this team, really, the Village People. We're crazy people with all different personalities. Jade, you've got some advice for
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Life advice.
Well, Crevo and I, so yesterday we were talking after the show and we just noticed that you've completely changed as a person
this
in the
week.
Last week.
Yeah.
Because you've quit smoking, which is great. We're so proud of you. What day are you up to now?
This is 10, isn't
it? I think day 10, yeah.
Day 10. Good job.
Awesome.
Give you a clap. Because you're doing good. But it's a different sort of energy you're putting off. It's not crazy nicotine addiction withdrawal energy. we noticed that you're getting a little bit more frisky. And
what do you mean, frisky?
Well, you just, I don't know, you're a bit more antsy in your pants. Antsy in your pants.
Yeah, like when you walk into a room, like the door is thrown open, like you're almost jumping across the room.
It's like you have a hot date when you get home. To yourself, because
I'm just really happy.
Yeah, you know, because I know you're happy, but it's like that day when you're feeling frisky, and you're antsy and you're pantsy, and you know when you get home and you got some alone time,
yeah,
you can spank the monkey. And so basically, we noticed that it's been elevating day by day. Well, we had to pull you aside just and say, "What's the go, mate?" And it turns out. You haven't been able to spank the monkey.
You've been interrupted
by your cat.
By a pussy cat.
Well, I have. Well, nobody likes the pets in the room, right?
No, of course
it's awkward.
Not.
Very
the
awkward.
The pet cannot be in the room.
I tried it once with Ben, not like, you know, as a full thing, but I was like, you know, things happen when you're watching a movie, one thing leads to another, and then I could feel the presence, and then I looked down, I was like, get out of here, Ruben. So that's well, how, it, put him like, out and shut
often,
the door.
How often, like, say, in a week, are you doing it, Jade?
I don't know. It depends on the week, man. This week,
depends
I'll be honest.
Things are stressing you out.
I've cut down, like, to maybe, instead of four, to one time.
Because of the...
Oh,
of
you mean spanking
cat.
The...
Spanking the monkey,
the
yeah.
The monkey.
And do you think that's... Well, that's
I know how parents
it.
Feel. Like, honestly, now I haven't had kids. Mm. I've got a small kitten, very different, I realise. But, like, it's parents, imagine trying to get away from the kids for, you know, 20 minutes of alone time. Very hard.
We need to talk solutions. You just need to kick the cat out, Maddie.
Kick the cat out, Maddie. Shut the door. But then you said to us...
Can you hear it? Yeah, going... Outside the door. Like... door.
And then I said to Maddie, just, dude, put your headphones on, put the cat out, close the door, put your headphones on, and then, you know,
it'll,
do your biz.
It'll, you know, it'll meow for a while, but it'll give up.
Eventually. Well, then at least close your door, then go into your bathroom in your ensuite, close that door, and then probably
so
sort
two
it.
Doors. Okay, one more idea yeah. for the solution, mm. right?
Why are we talking about this on the show, by
because
the way?
We just want you to be happy at work and at home.
I don't want to be happy at work.
I've seen
not here.
I've seen advertised on Facebook, Maddie.
That's they've, sick.
They've got these, it's like a fish for your cat. But it's like a toy, a stuffed toy.
The one that's like motorized? That floss,
yeah.
I need to get one of those,
get
yeah.
one of those and only bring it out in that situation. So, like, the cat doesn't get sick of the novelty, right?
Yeah.
So you go, oh, it's time to play with the fish. Turn the little motor on. It flaps around.
So
the cat's entertained for
so
15
to 20
minutes.
So the poor puss gets a floppy fish and...
and Matt gets no puss.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
We have some special friends, it seems.
What
here they come now.
Oh.
How about that last one?
Was that Peter Griffin?
I think
so. Sounded like Peter Griffin.
How weird.
Interesting audio. But guys, I have to talk about this because it sort of infuriated me. And I don't know if either of you agree with me, but basically this mum in Sydney, she needed a plumber to come out and replace a tap. Now, she already had the tapware, right? All he had to do was come in and switch the tap over. And he charged her initially $500 thereabouts. And she was like, hold on, $500 to change a tap and I'm providing you the tapware. That's outrageous.
How long did it take?
Oh, I think less than 17 minutes. It was around 17 minutes. Roughly.
See, at $500, I'm going to...
For 17 minutes work.
That's $2,000 an hour.
That's a joke. Anyway, he ended up saying, okay, fair enough. You did have the tapware. So he charged her $330 to change a tap.
Do you know what? Plumbers are notoriously expensive, but it's... You know, those it's a trade where you need to put a lot of hard work in and training... for him to be even able to change it in 17 minutes. It could have taken a lot longer. I think $330 is quite reasonable. Maddie, last minute, a lot of different factors involved. I honestly think that's what it costs. Just pay it.
Just to switch a tap over. If that's $1,300 an hour, you only have to do 1 hour a day.
$150. $100 call-out fees average, right? $50 to change the tap over. I think that's reasonable.
Why do you think everybody should work for cheap? Like, isn't the whole point of going into your own business to earn money?
It is, but that's a lot.
Like, why do we need to... Why do tradies need to give every single person discounts? Tradies have it hard. Think about all the mates that get asked for discounts. Everyone's asking tradies for discounts. It's like, why are you, like, cheapening your labour?
Yeah, but
that's what it costs.
Like, I understand what you're saying, Matty. You can't give discounts, but what it feels like has happened is he's just done a standard fee without looking at the fact that it only took him 15 minutes.
That doesn't matter. The job is the job. It doesn't matter how long it takes.
I would have to agree, but we want your thoughts on this on 13 10 09.
Like, is this $330
too much? Is this too expensive to change a tap? $300 to $500 to change a tap.
It took 17 minutes
I just
want to
add something to
the
my
time he left.
I want to add something to my argument.
Plumbers out there.
You need to factor in the driving time, the tolls maybe.
Yeah, the $100 call-out fee.
The insurance, the license upkeep, the tools, the GST. It all costs money.
Please, you buy one tool that lasts a lifetime. Oh.
It's $1,300 an hour, Maddie. That's next level.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
We're asking, is this plumber charging too much to change a tap? $330 for 17 minutes of work.
My hair, gee, thanks. Just got it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Get money, get rich, baby, tap in.
Look, to me, it just seemed a little bit outrageous. This mum, she had tapware at home. She needed to change one of her taps over. She couldn't work it out. So she called a plumber in, and he gave her a bill for, it was just over $500. She couldn't believe it. So she argued with him, or I wasn't gonna say argued, but she pulled him up on it. Said, hang on, $500 for 17 minutes work, and he altered it, and he's like, all right, $330. She just still thought it was an outrageous amount of money. Mm. So we want to know, is that too much to be charging to change a tap
Can
over?
Can I add something to this story, Jay, because everybody's talking about this on socials. This mum is based in one of Sydney's richest suburbs, Balmain.
You know what? A lot of tradies would see that address and go, you know, just put the price up a bit. They'll never even know or care. Not true. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know?
Well,
it's very hard to get.
We want to get your thoughts on
rich
this on 13 10 09.
The rich get picked on. Please. Do you know what? I feel sorry for all the tradies out there that get sucked into these holes, because as people that don't know anything about the job that they're actually asking the tradie to do, have an idea of what it should cost, and when it varies from that, people get annoyed. It costs what it costs.
I guess so. Well, we'll find out. Let's go to Matt. Good morning.
Oh, Matt's gone. All right, let's go to John. How are you this morning?
Yeah, g'day, mate. Good, yeah. Nah, it is outrageous. I mean, I'm a tradie, and you don't quote a job because of the postcode, mate, and that's just absolutely, that's thievery. That's wrong. But
so even the $330, so he initially gave her one, it was about 520 something, and then he altered it to 330. Is that still too much to change a tap, and she had the tapware?
Look, absolutely. I'll tell you, I'm a tradie, and I had a plumber come round, and I had exactly the same situation. I had the tapware there. I said, mate, can you just put this in for me? Not a problem. He didn't even want to charge me.
Wow.
He didn't want to charge me for the job, and I said, mate, come on, I'll give you, $50. And he said, mate, that's awesome. So I gave him $50 cash, mate, and off he went. I mean, so, I don't know.
John.
You can't take advantage of people.
No, exactly. John, you're assuming that he is, but question, what trade do you do?
I'm a fencer. I'm a contract fencer.
All right. As if you don't get this all the time, people, you give somebody a quote, you know what it costs and how to break even, make a bit of cream on top, And there's always one person that sort of, you know, devalues your work. It doesn't feel nice. Like, you know, this guy's just trying to make a buck in the world.
Oh, Maddie, as if.
And some snobby Balmain mother is trying to, you know, get
a discount.
No,
it's not about the postcode, Maddie. It's about, like John said, taking advantage of people.
I'm not saying it's about the postcode. It's about the job. That's what it costs. I don't think plumbers are putting the price up due to the area that they're working
in. Well, John would disagree with you, and he's a tradie.
$50, happy days, though, John. That's a bargain. Good job.
Look, it is. And look, at the end of the day, they are earning good dollars. And look, if they walk in, it's like me. If someone rings me up and says, mate, my gate's playing up, right, I'm not going to turn around and go, oh, mate, okay, I charge $150 to fix a gate. I'm going to go around there. I'm going to have a look at the gate. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to fix it up. It takes me 15, 20 minutes to unscrew a hinge, fix it all up. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, mate, it's normally $150, $200. I'm going to charge them for what my time was. So if I was there for, let's say, 20 minutes, I charge them $50.
You know what, John?
I charge them for that hour. I'm not going to sting them. It's just not right.
Still $200
an hour there, John.
Give your business a plug, mate, because I think you're a genuine guy doing the right thing by people. Plug your business.
I think so, and I think, look, in all honesty, at the end of the day,
what's your business?
What's your business name?
Give your business everyone a plug.
Everyone wants your business name.
I'm in Tea Garden, so I'm not in Newcastle.
That's
but
all right.
That's all right.
You don't want to? You free plug, mate. Free kick of the footy.
Well, actually, I better tell you my real name now. It's Kim Grogan Fencing, mate. So
There you go.
But look, I'm telling you now, there's a bloke going around, mate, Moore Plumbing. He is the loveliest bloke. He is so honest, and he's the one that did my plumbing for me. And he could have stung me. He could have stung me $150, $200, but he didn't. So.
Yeah, what a legend.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for calling the show. It's good insight.
John/Tim Grogan. Phil, how are you? Hey, Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what are your thoughts, mate? 3:30 for 17 minutes. Do you think it's too much or reasonable?
No, it's too much. And the fact that he hit her with more than 500 in the first place shows that he's a crook anyway.
Are you a plumber?
Yeah, I'm a plumber, and it's absolutely ridiculous. Where you live should not dictate how much you have to pay. And, I just don't agree with that at all.
Okay, so quick question, and then we'll let you go. How much should it cost for that job?
Look, if you're at Newcastle or you're at Sydney, the price does differ, even on the Central Coast.
Like, yeah.
It's
more expensive down there.
What's the upper end?
I reckon, like, she supplied the gear and all the rest of it, $180 max.
There you go.
Yeah, right. That's good. Thank you.
Maxing it out in Sydney is probably $150 in Newcastle.
Yeah.
There you go. You good know, information.
17 minutes, that includes your hourly rate plus a service fee, the whole bit.
All right, thanks a lot.
You're
good
a legend.
Job. You can't
thanks,
beat that.
Phil.
You know what, tradies work hard for their trades, and they spend a lot of time earning no money at all as apprentices. So I think, you know what, to close this argument, I'm going to have the final word. They deserve to earn good money because they've done the time earning shit money.
Sticking up for the trade.
A millionaire, Mark. This is how you deal in life, mate.
You know
this
what?
Is how you're a millionaire.
Lucky you're not a tradie. Maddie would be a crook.
No. Do you know what?
I think it's everyone
just fair. It's just fair.
Thank God, Newcastle. The debate's over. Matthew Harrison's in radio.
The debate is over.
So it is.
Do you know what? Have respect for trades, Jade. Have respect for trades. Coming up next, though, because I've had the final word. We're meeting a man over in the States, Crevo.
Oh.
It's a little bit different.
Now, you showed me this video, and I was like, we got to talk about this on the radio. It's just so weird. There's this guy, he's probably about 40 to 50 years old, somewhere in that range. He's living his life as an adult baby. This is some of the weirdest stuff you're going to hear, but we're going to get it on the air next because it's just bizarre.
How odd.
This is what I think Fridays should feel like. They feel good.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, we're talking this adult baby right now. This is something else.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so unusual video that you came across, Maddie, and you're like, look at this, look at this. I was like, we've got to talk about this.
I've been watching some weird shit lately. Weird wormholes. I don't know how I get down them, but I do.
Yeah, this is very, very unusual, right? So this guy's probably, just to set the scene, maybe around mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
I think he lives by himself, but it's not really clear. And there's this sort of, it's sort of like a documentary about him and what he sort of gets up to and in his life that he lives as an adult baby. Like, he's by himself and, you know, he's living an independent life, but he likes, I guess...
So he actually wears diapers?
Well, yeah, and sleeps in a cot.
Oh, my goodness.
Custom-built cot. He built the cot. So
he's a big rig, this guy. Like, I'm thinking maybe 170 kilos.
Oh. I'm so innocent sometimes and naive to things that happen in the world, because who would have thought?
It's kind of like a weird... There's a whole society, especially over in America. I'm sure it's here too somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, people... It's like this weird kink that people get into, and it's like dressing like a baby and acting like a baby.
All right. So,
weird.
This is him talking about how he first got into this whole thing.
I got into it because I started wetting the bed when I was 13. And the diapers were a way to keep it dry. For me, with the diapers, it just kind of became that safeness. And it's not sexual. It's all about just the safeness of being a child again. It was, as a baby, you're safe and protected. You're loved.
Wow. Oh,
unusual person.
I mean, you're into what you're into.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The diaper thing's a bit weird, though.
Poor fella. If he's obviously always... wet the bed. That
well, not now. He doesn't anymore.
I know
he
he's an adult.
He enjoys the diapers, is what he's saying. All right, then here's a few of his favorite things to do.
Some of my favorite adult baby activities would be playing with my Duplo Legos. It's relaxing to play with the Legos. I can forget about what's going on and pretend I'm a kid again and have fun. You can build anything you can imagine. If you don't like it anymore, you can take it apart.
You made a gun, by the way.
That's a man playing with Duplo.
You know what?
It's unusual. It's
harmless. He's not hurting anyone.
All we're doing here is opening the door on a different part of society and going, what's going on in here? Right?
You know what? Some of that, honestly, maybe he's living everyone's best life, because if you think about it, they were the happiest days, weren't they? You didn't have a care in the world. You just woke up, you
tell
ate, you slept,
Jade,
you fed.
You want to tell us?
Look, I'm not going to be putting on a big person diaper anytime soon, but it's like I don't judge him now, listening to that. He's on to it, isn't he? The key to happiness.
Am I in the twilight zone where you guys are, like, making out that this is normal?
It's I'm not saying, okay.
What's
like,
normal,
you know,
really?
What? I'm happy to offend with this. Like, it's an 180-kilo grown man in his 40s wearing diapers, sleeping in a cot. That is strange.
It is bizarre. Now, of course, the diaper question comes up, right?
Yeah.
Here's the answer.
Some people will ask, do I actually use the diapers? And yes, I use the diapers. Being incontinent, you're going to be in diapers, and these are my usual ones. But when I'm role playing, I love wearing my tykeables.
Well, hey, whatever. That's part of it, isn't it?
As if your husband started wearing nappies and wanting you to feed him with a bottle, a bot, as if you wouldn't walk out that door, Jade, and never come back again.
Very strange.
Have a bot, baby. Come on.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Man, it was your husband's birthday like a couple of weeks ago, yeah, Jade?
Yeah, 30th of April is Ben's birthday.
So you told us yesterday a story, and I feel for your man, Benny, because he kind of is forced into doing a lot of things he does in life by you. When I say that, mostly things that you want to do. So I found out yesterday that he was planning a trip with the boys, all of his friends, for his birthday.
Yeah, he's going camping.
Which, you know what? How old is he? 35?
36.
You know what? You like, birthdays are for spending time with friends. You spend enough time with your partner or significant other as it is.
No, we love each other.
But tell us where you guys went instead of his camping trip.
So, with the boys.
Now, let's just set the scene about Benny,
okay,
right?
So,
he's a guy with a mullet, with lots of tattoos, that plays rock music.
Loves fishing.
Plays ice hockey.
Outdoors.
Loves camping.
Yeah.
Where did you go? Where did you spend Benny's birthday this year?
Where'd you take him?
I took him to see Frozen the Musical in Sydney.
Now tell me, did Benny like the experience of listening to Let It Go for several hours?
I think he did. He didn't tell me he didn't enjoy it, but I guess it wasn't really as many,
elaborations
on it.
So at the end of the night, did he say, that was a really nice night, thank you, Jade?
He said, yeah, that was good. I think that meant he enjoyed himself.
Like it was, like the thing was good. Not how you'd want to spend your birthday, though.
He's like, yep, that was good.
13:10:09 this morning, very simple. I feel like all you blokes put up with this a lot.
Yeah.
Did you pretend to like a birthday gift, and what was it? Could be anything. Maybe your missus, Jay, drags you along to things on your birthday and you're not into it.
Or maybe it's the other way.
Sorry if he didn't like it, but I thought he would.
Some guys, obviously, are not good at buying gifts either.
That is true.
It's like, they think, oh, she'll love this.
Maybe
dress.
It's
four sizes too big.
A lot of parents don't like gifts that kids buy for them either. I know what it's like around Mother Day. Nobody wants the mugs, guys.
Mother Day. Yeah, that's true. The mugs have got to go.
13:10:09, did you pretend to like the gift?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Did you pretend to like a birthday gift, and what was
Jade,
it?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Poor old Jade's husband, Ben, got dragged along to Sydney to see the Broadway musical Frozen.
Yeah.
On his birthday, ditched his mates and his boys' camping trip for that. And you know what? I think it's actually so selfish of you, Jade, as a partner, to put him through that. Like, you know, go by yourself. Stop dragging people along to things
myself.
They don't want to do that. Now, the poor guy is
Would
very
you have
not,
come with me?
Absolutely not, because I hate musicals. But I'll tell you what, the poor guy, he sat there at the end going, yeah, I really enjoyed it. The poor guy, he clearly didn't enjoy it. I'm telling you, he pretended to like that gift. And it wasn't really a gift for him.
It was a gift for you.
Oh,
yeah,
I feel terrible.
For free.
I feel terrible.
Well, Benny, you need to let him go sometimes, Jay. Let him off the leash. Let him live his life a little.
I just thought he'd enjoy it. Look, okay, fine. I was being selfish.
Now, you've recently received a gift from your partner, Crevo, for your birthday, and that is an Apple AirBook.
Tell me,
do you like that gift?
Yeah, I use it.
Who
every
doesn't?
Day.
Who wouldn't like that gift? Well, you're not pretending.
Yeah.
13:10:09, did you pretend to like a birthday gift, and what was it? Bless your cotton socks.
Oh, goodness,
socks.
Bless me, sorry.
First up is Harry. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, really good.
Did you pretend to like a gift? What was it?
Oh, now listen, God bless her heart, but my nanny just didn't win this birthday, unfortunately. She got me a build-it-yourself cork pirate ship thing.
Oh!
Are you into building small models, Harry?
It's not my forte, no.
How old are you, Harry?
22.
22. Oh, she still thinks you're a little grandson from 10 years old.
Question, is your grandma really old, like over 85?
No, so she's around 60, 65.
I was going to say, because it seems like a gift like a great-grandmother would buy you.
That's right.
There's different tiers of gifts that, you know, are acceptable from different levels of grandparents.
Did you tell her that you didn't like it?
I didn't have the heart to tell her. The next gift I got were a pair of socks, so it almost felt like it leveled it out.
Harry, we all know, Harry, when you open the gift, the face doesn't lie. It's like that millisecond of Oh.
Being a drama student definitely helped because I had the facial expression ready to go. Oh, my God, thank you so much. I'll use this. Never, but thank you so much.
Oh, you're a good grandson, you little sweetie.
Good on you, Harry. Gabby, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Gabby.
Hi, Gab. Tell us, did you pretend to like a birthday gift? What was it?
Look, my grandmother and her boyfriend used to give me the strangest gift.
Your grandmother and her boyfriend? I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Oh, man. He was, like, mega rich, but he used to, like, just give the weirdest presents. Like, one time, they literally gave me fondue forks without the rest of the set, just fondue forks.
That's pretty funny. Another time,
it was, like, a stained singlet. Like, you could see it was a used singlet. And it's like, oh, thanks, guys.
That's bizarre.
Hey, Gabby, have you ever thought about what the stain on the singlet might be?
It was yellow, so I'm guessing years of sweat.
That's disgusting and so weird.
I don't know why my mind went somewhere else then, but
anyway.
Thanks, Gabby. Wow. There you go. Nothing like a used sweaty singlet for a birthday.
Do you know
gift.
What's always awkward? Like, that was a terrible gift, but you always think to yourself, do you tell the truth or do you be gracious? Because the thing is, the more gracious you are at accepting a gift you don't like, the more they'll think you like that sort of stuff. And
it's
you'll keep
the
getting.
That
I know. It's the thought that counts.
What a crock of BS.
Yeah, at the same time, it's sort of like, if you tell the truth, like, stop white lying and it saves, you know, a lot of waste going into the garbage bin.
Man, I've put it on the radio multiple times and people still keep buying me, in my family, Lynx deodorant packs. I don't want them and I don't want the little loofah that comes with it either.
Just give you cash.
I'll take the loofah. Like, if you get a gift like that again, I love a new loofah. We're so different sometimes, hey?
So similar yet miles apart in many different ways. Feel good news up next.
Yay. Guys, I've got to tell you about this vertical forest skyscraper with around 23,000 trees, which is almost complete in Taiwan. It's pretty incredible.
Sounds great.
It is great.
Well, I didn't say anything. I said it was good.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, we're delving more into it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade's Vibrations.
We all love.
Got a vibration.
Yeah, you did. We all love feel good news, especially on a Friday heading into the weekend, because you hear about some ugly things happening around the world, which is very sad. And we like feel good news to pump us up. So, some good stuff which is happening over in Taiwan at the moment, guys. Faced with the crisis of global warming and climate change.
I think they've got bigger problems to worry about at the moment.
This Belgian architect, Vincent Calabolt, designed a 21-story apartment building with gardens on each floor to lower ambient temperature, which is really cool. So this tower is located in Taiwan's capital, Taipei, and features approximately 23,000 trees and plants along the ground floor and the balconies. So when you look up, it honestly looks like you're looking at the wall of a mountain. It's actually unbelievable.
Do you have a picture there?
I do.
How great.
It's hard for you to sort of see
the
screenshot.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic. More and more apartment buildings are transitioning into like a whole green space.
It's great. I just think it's incredible that we're doing this. The building is also equipped with a rainwater recycling system and wireless LED lighting as well. And the materials used for the interiors are ecologically sustainable and recyclable.
That's very clever, doing the whole, you know, because you save so much power and stuff, even with the cooling.
It's just great for the future. When I hear that, it excites me. The nerd in me gets excited because I just think, wow, like, it's, I just hope
it's almost like your house in Broadmeadow. I mean, I've never seen so many plants crammed into one small block.
But this is a really cool initiative over in the States. So, they're a chief of a county sheriff's department over there issued a challenge to every officer, and he said, I want you to go out there and make a positive impact to the community. And he'd touch base with them once a week and say, you know, what was your positive impact you did for the community this week? And an officer sort of played down. He's like, oh, I helped this little old woman in such and such neighborhood. And the chief said, well, look, that's not true. You did more than that. And someone had actually sent in a photograph of this officer helping this old woman, but he was actually mowing her lawn for her because she'd had some health issues and she was struggling to mow her lawn. So this officer went out and started mowing a lawn for her and really getting out there and helping the community. So he played it down, which is always nice, you know, being humble, but the manager was like, you know what, don't. Just, you know, good on you, man. Great example.
Oh, thanks, Jade.
Cheers.
Feel Good News is back.
Yeah, and also...
No, we're running too late.
Oh, we are running late.
Sorry, Duff.
All right.
No time for your animal story today.
All right, next week.
Hopefully you'll forget about it by then.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo. I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
So, guys, Maddie is now on day 10 of being off the cigarettes, which is just awesome.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
Huge achievement.
Good job.
I want to talk about a bit more next because there's some stuff I've noticed since you've quit. And it's just fascinating to see because, there's not been really a lot of my friends who have, say, smoked for a long time and quit. So it's been really interesting to actually see the results in a person. It's really fascinating.
I feel completely different. I feel like it was like a haze, like not literally, or maybe, yeah, literally, like a haze hanging over my life.
Yeah.
And like affecting so many aspects as well. I'm so much happier.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I don't know where it's come from. Like, I don't know what that cigarette smoke was suppressing, but let me tell you, I'm a different person.
Yeah, we're going to get into it next.
Quit smoking.
Highly endorse it. Yeah. And just seeing the results, pretty amazing. We'll talk more about it in just a minute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
With Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, Maddie, big congratulations. 10 days off the cigarettes, which is a huge effort after 10 years of smoking.
Yeah.
A lot of people never able to quit or they really struggle, but it seems like you're on a good path here. I'm pumped up for you.
I mean, 10 days, you might be thinking, oh my God, you know, try 6 months first. But like, it's for me, I was so attached to smoking.
Yeah.
And just like, I used it as a crux when I was stressed out or feeling low, or even if I was just out having drinks with my friends, like, I just always had a cigarette in my hand. And
yeah.
I got sick during holidays, like, I got the flu or something. And I just thought, you know what? My lungs actually feel like two dead weights in my chest. And it was just time. And I feel so good about myself.
Mm.
Like, more so than I have in a long time. And it's like, man, I just thought, oh, it's a cigarette. But, like, you don't realize just how much of a toll they take on your health.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've noticed, like, you've got so much energy about you. And look, with the breakfast hours we do as well, it doesn't help, like, in terms of the amount of sleep we get. But before, I'm not joking, your eyes just looked a bit sort of sunken, but they're, like, back into the normal position now.
Yeah, you have spark in your eyes.
Yeah.
Not just like...
I know that might sound ridiculous, but it's...
Not just a grey, cloudy tone.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It just sort of looked...
Right?
I know what you're saying. Legit. It sounds ridiculous. Some people's listening going, what? That's crazy. But it's... I don't know. It's just more sparkly. Yeah.
All right. You're also more relaxed about situations that happen to you, right?
100%.
Example from last night. We were getting a couple of beers and we got like an order of fries because you have to eat at this restaurant in order to get alcohol served. Aioli didn't come with it. Now, normally, you're the type of person, right? Normally, you're the type of person who would go, oh, that should have come with it and not really done anything about it. Just been like, just thinking about it.
But last night, brooding.
Yeah, you know, right, Maddie? You know Maddie so well. But last night, Maddie was like, oh, that's no worries. You jumped up, walked over to the counter, go, hey, can I grab one? The lady brought it out. Like, it's just the little things, but you're just a more relaxed person in you, like, operation way of life, like the way you operate. And then I think you got a bit more money in your pocket as well.
Well, yeah. And you know, I'm just...
Bought beers last night.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always a very generous person, but I just thought, you know what? That's probably what it is, and you're feeling good about it. How great.
I'm going to say it once more, and then I'm going to shut up about it, because nobody wants to hear about me quitting smoking for the rest of their lives. But... please consider doing it. Just try it. Mm. You get through that first few days, and let me tell you, it's hard. You're angry. You're depressed. You're anxious. It's a horrible feeling to quit smoking. But once you sort of get through that threshold, man, there's a whole new world out there. And the smell and taste is back with a vengeance.
That's one thing I've noticed about you. You've been actually picking up on different smells.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about the taste coming back with food. And you love your food. You're such a, you know, you love to, you're a big eater.
Experience all the different
foods. Experience everything that... it's actually the best thing that could have ever happened to you.
It's so disappointing because I've eaten like a pig in the last 12 months and I've really wasted all of that delicious food without tasting it.
Really, but hey, you get to start now, so good on you, man.
Thanks, guys.
I'm very excited.
Love your support.
You.
And thank you, Crevo. You message me nearly every single night with words of encouragement.
Yeah,
I just
want
to put that
to
out
succeed.
There. You're a good person.
Oh, thanks. But I want you to succeed.
Thank you.
This is huge for you. Don't downplay it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Our birthday lotto up next. $525 of free radio station money. The boss's checkbook is out. All you need is a birthday to play. We spin the birthday balls. If your birthday comes out from your month, that means you win the money, Crevo.
Yeah, it's come up now as May.
All right, 13:10:09, the lines are open. $525 for free. Up for grabs next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
No hoops to jump through here, just free money. Thanks to the radio station and the management team here, so thank you for that. All you need is a birthday to play, guys. And if Jade spins the birthday ball machine, your birthday comes out, you win the money.
Yeah, we're going to Adam this morning. He's in real estate. He lives at Madawi, and he loves four-wheel driving. His favourite band, it's not, is it? It's Nickelback. Mate, are you a man on an island? I think you might be.
Oh, not really. I have the long hair like an islander, but no, definitely not.
Also like Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, long hair.
A lot of people like Nickelback.
What
secretly,
is it that
though?
You love about Nickelback?
I think originally it was like the words and that sort of thing, and then once I went to a concert and was right up close beside the stage, it was just another world.
Yeah, okay, cool. So do they sound like their albums? You know, some bands you go and it's disappointing because they just sound terrible. They obviously sounded like the records.
Oh, it sounded unreal. It was
that's cool.
A really good performance.
Hey, Adam, do you know what? I feel like it's one of those things with Nickelback. In our lives, I feel like we've all purchased something from Nickelback at one point or another. I remember being 14, going out to Big W and buying the Nickelback Photograph CD single. I was obsessed with that song.
I loved Superman. It was the theme song to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Well, Adam, let's see if we can win you some money this morning. $525. I just like that one song.
That's what they all say.
So true.
Oh, okay, I have pulled out the 10th.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, what was the birth date?
23rd.
Damn.
Sorry, Adam.
Sorry.
Thanks
man. Enjoy. Appreciate it. Birthday lotto back before 9 o'clock. $525, guys. News time. Up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, I've done a cleanup around my side of the desk here and I've found a prop from the old game that we used to play, What's Maddie Blowing?
Oh, no.
I'm going to drive you all insane again.
Not a one-way, Maddie.
The second coming. Jokes.
Okay, he's put it down. But on 13:10:09, we want to know, what did your neighbour accuse you of? Because producer Jackson, there's been an incident in your street down in Sydney where a neighbour's been accusing another neighbour all over having being an adult cuddler, professional cuddler, because they have a red light in their window. Is that what happened?
Yeah, so it all came out when this neighbour was moving away. So they came down the street and they were like, I'm confronting your next door neighbour. And I was like, what's going on? And then they had a little bit of a tiff out the front because she did have the red light in her room. And the woman was saying, I'm not an adult cuddler. It's just for ambience. And this played out in front of everybody in our street.
Wow, accused of a professional in that industry.
Nothing like being accused of that, is there?
What's
I mean,
wrong with mood lighting? Nothing wrong with mood lighting. Why? I have a pink door, and apparently having a pink door means you're a professional adult cuddler as well. It was a thing that they used to have back in the old day, pink doors.
Pink and red.
Open up the old pink door, eh?
But I just love pink.
I don't know what you do after hours.
You just open up the door.
Lay on the couch and Netflix and chill. But 131009, what did your neighbour accuse you of? Because that is next level example there with producer Jackson's neighbours, but...
God, people are rude. Mind your own business. Well, if that woman wants to have a red light in her house, even if she was an adult cuddler, who cares?
You know what I remember? One of the other workers in this building, or one of our sister station, a tree...
That's right.
Got a big bolt put through it.
And of course...
Which kills the tree.
Yeah.
And so one of the guys in our building got accused, our building here that we work with, got accused of putting the bolt in the tree to kill it because apparently the tree was out the front of his house. Because it was dropping leaves and gum nuts and the roots were so big that it kept on cracking the pavement and the road.
Yeah,
so someone took matters into their own hands and put a big bolt through it to kill it. So the council had to chop it and take it away.
Yeah, the old Husqvarna grub.
Yeah, and he was like, it wasn't me. He was like, it wasn't me.
That's a big issue, like anywhere with views.
Yeah.
Because people always... You know, killing trees to try and get a better view.
Terrible.
All right, we're taking your calls after this. What did your neighbour accuse you of? Or maybe you are the accuser. We'll take your calls.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And
what did your neighbour accuse you of doing?
This is all because producer Jackson, you have a neighbour who accused one of your other neighbours of being a professional adult cuddler, yes, all because they had a red light in their window.
Or a lady that works at only during the night, right?
Only night shifts.
Yeah, only night shifts.
It happened so publicly as well. Everyone was there for it.
So did you witnessed it?
Yeah, I witnessed it with a gin in my hand. It was the best thing that's ever happened to
man,
me.
Man, can you imagine if that's what the TV show Neighbours was all about? Like, man, I'm watching that every single night if that's happening on Neighbours.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, I remember I've got a friend who had had a beach house.
Mm.
And because it's all about the views, people get crazy over beach views. Mm. They lose their minds. There was these couple of trees down below that were like not really blocking the view, but just like a little bit obscuring it. And once again, during the night, literally, one day he said he was going down to the beach for his, like, walk or whatever, and there were copper nails all through the tree, and he's like, who's done this? And, of course, there's only a couple of houses that this tree would have blocked the view. So, of course, the rumours start getting, like, going around. He gets accused. He's like, I don't mind the tree. It's definitely not me. Then the other neighbour that could be is getting accused. But then they're thinking, is it the person accusing? Because they're just trying to throw everyone off the
scene. It gets ugly.
You get accused all the time of leaving notes on people's cars, like your neighbours. You seem to leave a lot of notes on your neighbours' cars. And I think they figured it out.
Not my neighbours' cars. Oh, random people that just come into our street and think they own it.
It's a main road.
But anyway, we actually did accuse our neighbour. this is going back. It was actually my mum, and it was true. But anyway, probably, God, maybe 15, 16 years ago, quite a while ago, and we had a poodle called Charlie. And he wasn't de-sexed, but he was a very calm poodle for a male with his balls still. So my next door neighbor's dog had puppies, and we managed to see one of the pups, and I said, Mum reckons 100% that they were Charlie's puppies. And so, yeah.
Of course, you demanded one for free.
Well, we went over to our neighbor's place and we're like, I'm pretty sure these are Charlie's puppies. And we were obviously accusing the, like, you know.
Accusing Charlie.
Charlie, really our own dog. But we're like, no, they're our puppies too.
Are you dubbing yourself
half
in?
Of them.
And so
that's not how it works.
Anyway, they were like, no, it's not. It's not. Yeah. We couldn't agree on it.
So the dilemma was that they were selling the puppies, making a buck off them, and your mum wanted in on that deal.
I don't know if she wanted in on the deal. She just wanted them to admit that it was Charlie's puppies. That's all.
And pay you half the take it.
Give some of the money.
It was just the facts, you know. They should have offered us a puppy.
You wanted custody of one of the puppies. I don't think you get it.
Should have.
Not if it's a sneaky.
And then they kept one. I reckon they did it on purpose. Look, we're still accusing them to this day.
How many years ago was it?
Like 15, 16 years ago. It was a long time.
Build a bridge, though.
Never.
Hey, we've got our massive bet in here that the celebrities are just going through every single day here. Our new FM celebrity beds. A celeb is hiding under the cover. This one's been there all night. Are you okay under there?
Nothing's happening.
On offer, we have a $12,000 tempo bed package, all thanks to Domaine Katara and Maitland. This prize is incredible. The next big opportunity to get into the draw is right now. I'm going to play you who's under the bed. I think I've woken this person up. If you think you know who it is, give us a call right now, 13 10 09. If you get it right, you're in the draw.
You're allowed to have a few exceptions, and I think every rule, you know, needs to be at least broken.
Any ideas, guys?
Oh, that was a tough one. I think that's been the hardest so far.
Okay, wrong guesses so far. Russell Crowe, Keith Urban, and Hugh Jackman. One more time, and we're going to give you a clue as well.
You're allowed to have a few exceptions, and I think every rule, you know, needs to be, at least broken.
Okay, 13 10 09. We'll take three calls today because it's Feel Good Friday.
Okay.
We'll just override what the boss told us to do. Three calls. If you want to know, if you think you know who that is, give us a call right now. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Celebrity beds.
Regular sleep supports a healthy future. For the best night's sleep, talk to the experts at Domaine Bedding, Maitland and Katara. New FM's Celebrity Beds.
Guys, you know what? This prize is pretty damn incredible. 12K bedding package. All thanks to Domaine Katara and Maitland's are in this, guys. A Tempur Geneva Queen Cloud mattress.
Oh, amazing.
Heaven.
Ergo Queen adjustable base, a ThermoCool mattress protector pack, a Thermo Queen quilt, two Tempur pillows to the value of almost $800.
Oof. What?
Plus so much more. All you have to do is guess who's hiding under the covers, and today it is this man.
You're allowed to have a few exceptions, and I think every rule, you know, needs to be, at least broken.
Okay, let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, going well. What's on for the weekend? You excited?
Oh, every weekend's exciting, but I don't really have any plans.
Tony, do you have a cat near you at all?
A cat?
No, it's the phone line. But it
oh, is it the phone line? It sounds like there's
I
a cat purring.
Wind.
I wasn't sure. I was thinking, geez, that's a loud purr if you get a kitty there in your lap.
No.
All right. We've got a clue for you. Okay, this guy hiding under the covers, his name starts with P. He was born in Adelaide and he's an Australian rock musician.
Oh, they're good clues.
Who's hiding under the covers?
Well, I was going to say someone totally different, so now I have no idea.
Uh-oh.
Well,
why don't you say who you were first going to say?
I was going to say Craig McLaughlin.
No good.
Oh, no good.
Maddie trapped you.
Sorry.
He did. I thought I was getting a free guess there.
Oh, Tony. Oh, well, enjoy. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much.
Well,
thanks to Domaine Katara and Maitland. You can play across your work day, though. Let me play it one more time for you. What's so funny?
Because it starts with P, right? And then she goes, oh, then it's not going to be this person in my mind. It's like, well, why don't you say it? And then she said it, and you're like, gotcha! Hoodwinked.
Hey, if you can still get in the draw to win this thing, guys, across your work
Tony
day.
Can't.
Let's play it one more time. Tony, feel free to call back later if you like.
Have a second guess if you can get through. New
FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
105 minutes commercial freeze up next with Jackson. Hello.
Yo, good morning.
Hi.
This is like the ultimate feel good for me for a Friday. Glass Animals and Heat Waves. Yes, it's coming up. The Killers is in there as well.
I love this song.
Yeah.
One of the all time greats.
Yeah, it
Mr.
really
Brightside.
Is. Yeah. I would agree.
I got something for one of all of you today. Taylor Swift as well. Did you see her at the Brits?
Oh, my God.
No,
amazing. Her speech, inspiring. It doesn't matter who you are, male, female, in between. Like, that speech is so inspirational.
Jade, let's talk more about it.
Jade was, like, trying to pump me up yesterday.
She even
pulled out a Taylor
quote.
I quoted
Taylor Swift.
What's your Tay-Tay affirmation for your feel-good Friday?
Well, Maddie was unsure about a certain piece of audio, and I said to him, you know what, Maddie, we're going to send the audio because we've got our radio competition coming up.
Oh, the radio, like, industry awards.
The industry awards are coming up, and Maddie was a little bit scared. He's like, no, we can't. He had second thoughts. I said, you know what, Maddie? Let's send the radio, send the audio and take a risk. I said, like Taylor Swift said in her Brits Awards acceptance speech, she said, if you, every industry is, no matter what job you do, you're met with negativity. And if you're met with resistance, it means that you're trying something new. I said, you know what? We're trying something new. We're taking a risk by sending that audio. And
that's
I said,
problems.
Yeah, I know.
And I
Everyone's
said, so
like,
let's go for it. Anyway, that's it. And it was good. It's true.
Feel you know, good Friday.
You know what's interesting about Taylor Swift?
What?
She's so gangly and like nerdy and a bit salad fingerish, but like she scares me at the same time.
She's
like, I
fierce.
Wouldn't want to mess with her.
No, she's a boss. I think she's just like,
you're
as a woman.
Fan of hers, Jade.
No, she just inspires me. She's just a strong woman. She stands up for herself, you know, with a, like to the music industry. To wanting to own her records, like, it's just inspiring as a woman to be like, you know what, like, you have a voice and she's using it, and it I don't know, it makes me want to be a better woman
you
and
know,
fight for the things that are important.
You know, I was into the affirmation, the 3-minute explanation wasn't necessary.
Oh, well, look, you, anyway.
Rate the Music as well, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big announcement.
Big announcement.
You know what Rate the Music is?
Yes.
It's very easy, 20 songs to rate at newfm.com.au. The boss has gotten the new FM timer out again. It takes even less now, only 6 minutes to complete. And the feedback goes straight to the boss's desk, and they you know, implement the changes to the music, which is always great. On offer, of course, you care about the prize. One of 5 $100 gift cards for the Exchange Hotel, where you can dine, drive, dance at the Exchange, Beaumont Street, Hamilton, newfm.com.au. And the special offer, as per usual, continues for the first day launch. The first 50 people to rate the music now will get 2 entries into the draw.
Oh, how good is that?
UFM.
You want to get around that.
.com.au, guys.
But we have, what's the goss coming up next?
Yeah, that's right. Jackson, what's coming up?
Yeah, so Oprah Winfrey sat down with Ellen DeGeneres. And made her squirm. I'll play the audio of what she said. Also, too, Prince Harry's jumped on a podcast and completely slammed the royal family once again. So I'll play that audio for you as well.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson, an interview between Ellen and Oprah. Oprah is getting a couple of sweet interviews.
Mm. Yeah, I know. She's making serious bank. Look, she sat down with Ellen via Skype and made her squirm. So basically she's one-upped her and then gave her a compliment and then slapped her back in the smelling face. So she's talked about what it's like to have a show where you feel responsible for paying people's bills and sending their kids to college. Take a listen.
You often don't think, as I often didn't think, when you're looking at people, wow, car insurance, mortgages, college education's being paid. So for everybody on that staff, they have built their financial life, their family life, based on this show. And so for me, that was hard too. That's why I gave, you know, the same amount of time that you did, actually maybe a couple of months more, which I thought was actually too much.
So she's like, I did a little bit more than you, Ellen. But Ellen's sitting there so uncomfortable. She starts fidgeting with her hands. She sits on them and then she's looking off screen to producers and she just wants out.
So just remember as well, when Ellen first started her show, the Oprah Winfrey Show was the number one daytime talk show. Mm. So there was like this massive rivalry between these two and they've never really gotten on.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Oprah is right, though. Mm. Like, I think Ellen, somewhere along the line, has gotten far too rich and far too famous, and she's forgotten about the human side of what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think so that's where many people, yeah, like they said, depend on that.
I'm backing Oprah in that fight.
Yeah, me too.
Just going out there and saying I'm a fan of Oprah Winfrey. Love the video of where she stumbles and falls over. Love when she interviews the royals as well. Our Prince Harry sitting down with someone else, though. A podcast over in Hollywood. People are like, what? The Prince on a podcast? This is crazy. He's dished the dirt on the royal family, and of course he's gone in heavy with the boxing gloves. This is what he had to say about his dad.
And then suddenly I started to piece it all together and go, I know this bit about his life. I also know that's connected to his parents.
Yeah.
So that means that he's treated me the way that he was treated.
Exactly.
Which means, how can I change that for my own kids? And, well, here I am.
I don't think he's mending fences anytime soon with the rest of them.
No rush there.
He went on to open up too about when he knew he wanted to get out of the institution.
My early 20s, I was a case of, like, I don't want this job.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. Look what it did to my mum. How am I ever going to, you know, settle down and have a wife and a family when I know that it's going to happen again? Because
yeah.
I know, I've seen behind the curtain. I've seen the business model. I know how this operation runs and how it works.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of this.
He's taking no prisoners, is he? He's just going all out on a limb and he's getting his... It's like therapy, but dishing it to the world.
That, I think it's a good thing what he's doing. I understand where he's coming from. So I was reading something and it says he actually went in say he's like, I don't think we should be pointing the finger or blaming anybody, but certainly when it comes to parenting, if I've experienced some form of pain or suffering because of the pain or suffering that perhaps my father or parents had suffered, I'm going to make sure I break the cycle. It's the same thing. My mum had quite a tough upbringing. My mum's one of eight. My grandparents migrated from Malta to Australia. They couldn't speak English very well when they came here. They never really worked and lived in housing commission, and they weren't really educated, my grandparents, because they came to Australia after the war. So they weren't going to school, getting that education. So when
In terms of the bad parenting,
you can look at it and go, that's bad parenting, but it's your circumstances and it's, you learn from your parents. So
true.
I can relate to that, what Prince Harry said, because I've looked at my mom and the years that she spent in therapy and working out her life, and a lot of it you learn from your parents. And if you're not getting that education or you're lacking in that emotional connection, it flows on. So I think it's good that he's speaking out about it, because you need to break that cycle.
I think you're right.
And it's self-awareness.
Right. The thing is, though, with Harry, right, I think you've said your piece now. Like, we get it.
But he's using his voice to educate others and to look at, like, everyone's situation is going to be different in how you're raised.
And I will say this about Harry and Meghan, right? So, like, we're all super interested in the wedding and we want to go see them when they're in Australia and we want to know how they feel about Princess Diana, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
When we want to know, now that they want to express their true feelings, everyone's kind of like, oh, I don't want to hear it. So it's like, can we be selective as to when they're allowed to talk out? I don't think so. I think he's doing
a good job.
He's still a person. He's still a human. It doesn't matter if he's a prince or if he's a movie star or if he's a regular Joe. If someone has a voice to educate others and raise awareness,
unfortunately,
why not?
I think when Queen Elizabeth dies, the monarchy is going to look extremely different and have a very different, I guess, purpose and meaning in
identity.
Our society.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's a rumor going around at the moment that Prince Charles, when he takes over being king, that he wants to slim down the monarchy to 6 members. So he's cutting the fat. from the royal family. And unfortunately, Harry and Meghan aren't included in that sort of core group of royals moving forward. So Harry's just must, you know, whatever.
And you know, it just goes to show there. Poor Princess, Princess Meghan, Duchess Meghan, she's been blamed as to the reason why Harry's left the royal family. It was his choice. You can hear it right there. He made the decision in his 20s. He didn't want to be a prince. He didn't want the job that goes along with it. But yet the media has been slandering poor Meghan that she's the reason and she's a home wrecker and this. It's not the truth.
You know what I've just realised? The monarchy is soon going to look like season 12 of Jersey Shore, where they get like all the original cast members are gone
the
and there's
OGs
a few ragglers there, and then Snooki is still drunk in the sand. And everyone's like, get up, Camilla.
Birthday Lotto up next with 525 Jade.
So this is where we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you want to call the show on 13 1009 to have your shot at spinning our birthday balls. There's $525 up for grabs, and right now we need someone, Crevo.
In January. Born in January.
Right. Give us a call. The lines are open right now, 8:49.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It's my birthday. Lotto.
Oh yes, easy money, guys. $525 to kickstart your weekend for your Feel Good Friday.
You.
Who do we have today, guys?
It's time to meet our lucky contestant named
Melissa.
From over at Edgeworth, currently studying community services, single mum of four, which is pretty, like, amazing that you're doing all that. And you're on Meghan and Harry's side when it comes to the royals.
I am. I feel for them.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people, I think, have changed their view this year.
Yeah, I definitely have.
All right. Well, let's try and win you some money. $525. Yep. It says here, Jackson said you're going to spend it on your kids. That's lovely. What would you buy them?
Well, I'm sure they've got a list of things that they'd want me to buy them, so.
Mum, I want this, this, and this. All right, get in line.
All right, here we go. I pulled out the 22nd of January.
No, 18th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I always feel terrible.
Well, you have a lovely day, Melissa.
Sorry, Melissa. Enjoy. Thanks for listening to us. And, guys, that is us done for your Feel Good Friday. More chances to get in the draw with Celebrity Beds after 11 o'clock with Jackson. 105 commercial free. Kicking off in minutes, though.
Oh, yeah, it is. Army and cheerleader for your Feel Good Friday.
Let's go on holidays together right now. I love this song. It makes me like, reminds me of Thailand for some reason.
Yeah, like coconut water and stuff like coconut water. Who's drinking coconut water on a bloody holiday? Dua Lipa's got some new rules and they're coming your way. And also too, As If I Couldn't Do This.
Cheers, indeed.
Not too shabby.
So good, guys. Enjoy. We'll be back Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.